Give us a fantasy of yours that you have not done yet.
I'm trying to be all conservative over here talking about dating, and you bring it in.
That's because I looked at a sex fantasy or just
yeah. a fantasy.
Well, both. And that's only because I looked at my notes. I was like, oh yeah, we ain't do that one yet.
What's a fantasy?
What you got?
My shit is basic and boring. I just want to be bent over a balcony in Dubai.
Mm-hmm.
While the sun is setting.
Nah, you can't say what she said.
Okay.
I know how you think.
How you say it backwards? In Dubai, bent over a balcony.
Make it work, Trey. Make it work. Make it work.
No.
In Dubai, bent over a balcony.
I actually have a fantasy of, I want to try that 50 Shades of Grey shit.
BDSM.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. I was gonna ask about that too. Like kinks and fetishes and
I just wanna try it. It looks like it hurts really bad, but
feels really good.
I just wanna try it.
I think when you're in that moment of like sexual eruption, I don't think pain really matters a lot. And if it does, you might just like it. Just like folks like getting their hair pulled and being choked and slapped and yeah.
slapped and punched like that girl is watching.
Yeah, don't punch me though.
Don't punch me.
I
do
want to have a moment like whatever I do, have my man or whatever. I would like to have a moment to where we explore like what he's interested in.
I think with women it's kind of like, well, I don't want to say basic, but it doesn't take much essentially, you know, to please us too much. But I would love to kind of delve into a man's mind. Like, what do you really want to do?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, what really turns you on? Like, what don't you like to do? Because some stuff, I feel like we do something to men, and it's like, we think that we're doing like something, and they're not really digging in or feeling it. So I would like to have, like, one of those moments where, like, let's find out what you really do. Like,
yeah, I feel that. You're not guessing and wondering, like,
nor asking.
Yes or no. Right. Or asking. Yeah.
But see, my fantasy has a whole, like, I want to do, like, we meet up in the bar or something and we
so you want to do the real deal, finish the whole thing.
Yeah, I want the whole shebang. I want us to meet up, act like we don't know each other. You take me in the back room and whoop me.
Slut you out.
I think I would love to do that with Rashid. Like, pretend like we don't know each other, go somewhere. Meet for the first time. We start flirting with each other. We leave together and
that would be so fun.
Wake up the next morning, cook breakfast together, but he ain't touching nothing in the kitchen. So I'll cook breakfast the next morning.
And he watch.
Yeah. If I asked him, he would. He'd be like, hey babe, come and do this for me, or he'll do that. But
I'm cracks mix.
That's a great start. That's a start.
And he don't even eat them. So that's a start. That's a great start. Okay. Have you guys ever dated anyone that was significantly older or younger than yourselves?
I always date significantly older. Well, I keep wanting to say his name. He's not that much older than me. He's only 31.
Give him a nickname.
The barber.
The barber.
I'm gonna call him the barber.
Baby.
The barber, he's only 31. But I've dated somebody when I was 21, they was 35.
Okay.
So
damn.
Yeah. I mean, everybody knows him.
You know it.
He dates everybody younger than him.
Yikes. Offline.
He loves him young.
That's offline.
He loves a young tenderoni.
I was 21 dating a 39-year-old. 21, 22.
I haven't. Oh.
Mm-hmm.
He not real.
I want to say he's 40 now.
Yeah. Old as fuck.
Or 41, 42.
I did not know that.
He's definitely in his
40s
now.
What about you, Shinda?
Your baby daddy older, ain't he? The first one, yeah.
So at that time,
just look old.
Yeah, at that time he was. I don't want to say significantly older than me, but he was older than me. So that, I would say that is the oldest. Lately, I have been finding that there are men that are younger with an older mentality. Not a lot, but it's a few. So it's weird when your man is like, yeah, conversation cool. Yeah, how old are you? 27? Huh?
So does that automatically turn you off?
Hold on, hold on. That make it weird for women to date younger.
It's a little cringy because that's like I'm 36, so it's what you gonna do with me?
Like that 27 is like, you don't, to me, I don't realize that age group is young until I start thinking about where I was at in certain points in their life.
At that, mm-hmm.
Like, to me, if I didn't know Finn personally, I wouldn't. If she was like, oh, I'm 28. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. You're like 4 years younger than me. I'm in my mind, I'm like, hey, she's about 4 years old. So she might have been like freshman when I was in a senior. Yeah. But that's not the case at all. Like,
I was.
Okay.
I wasn't?
Shut up. Or when I see kids that, when I, not kids now, when I see adults that were maybe at Shoemaker when I was coaching at Shoemaker or when I was working in the school district, I'm like, damn, are you old enough to be in this motherfucker? But yeah, they're like 25, 26 now.
So I don't know why it feels like we kind of like caught up in age with y'all or something.
It feels like y'all getting close to us and we ain't moving nowhere.
Y'all not moving anywhere because it feels like, because when I say that, it's like with Jarmel, it's like I was so much younger than all of them, but it's like now it don't feel like I'm that much younger.
Yeah.
He was my substitute teacher in middle school. And I'm like, you're only 36? How old were you
when you was exactly?
That's probably how what's her name? How Gabby feels too. Because if you look at Gabby,
she doesn't look that old.
You a teacher?
Yeah.
For who?
Right.
I don't know. I feel like we caught up in age.
Damn.
So just imagine. So how you think about that? Imagine like Wody and them. Like Wody and them was in high school when I was coaching.
That's crazy.
So it's like,
I be forgetting how young Wody is sometimes.
I forget every time because I think me and him the same age.
He's younger.
He's younger than you.
Yeah, I be thinking.
You think y'all the same age? Yeah.
He's younger than me.
That's just crazy.
Like I said, when I was coaching at Shoemaker, he was like the group right behind like that last group that I
really. What year? Was he
13, 14.
He didn't graduate 14. I graduated.
Jesus.
Oh, well, he was like
15,
16.
Just to hear a double 15, digit. 16.
Yeah, he like 15. He like 15.
Graduated in 05.
Oh, y'all has a zero in front of y'all still.
Not too much. Not too much. Not too much.
Oh my goodness.
But I feel like we still grew up with a lot of the stuff that y'all had. Like,
no.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We did.
No.
We kind of grew up in the same, like a lot of the stuff
I got
wasn't.
Duke Dennis said this the other day. He was like, so their age group is more of, they got the best of both worlds.
Yeah,
they got the, you were still playing outside, but they still had technology type
at the same time.
Okay, yeah.
He's like, we got motherfuckers out here that's born in 02 and 05. Jesus. Like, that's grown.
You know how I feel checking IDs lately?
Exactly. I be
struggling. That's an 03?
Struggling at Candy Dad, because I be like, 2002.
Hold on.
Like, what?
2000 anything really be killing me. And that was not even a lot to you. I look at this after me.
If it says 19, here you go, huh?
Yeah.
If it has a one in front of it, you're fine.
You're good.
If it has a two,
anything I gotta say to you. Hold on.
We gotta do some math.
That's insane. Because it's like you remember these years, like 02, 01. I remember shit that happened.
2005.
2002. Like,
that is crazy.
I remember that shit. It's crazy. I was going to get back into the freaky deaky shit real quick.
All right, go ahead. Do your thing.
Porn in the bedroom. Yes or no? With your partner.
In the bedroom?
Yes, with your partner.
Y'all know how bad I've been wanting to ask the barber to do that?
Just ask him.
I feel like that's so weird to ask.
Why?
Oh, you're not talking to him right now.
Ask him tomorrow.
Like, not doing your own, but like watching it together and like maybe mimicking.
Hold on now.
Mimicking what's on the screen.
You was talking about making the porn.
Yeah.
You want to make one?
That shit fun. I want to record it.
Do that.
Do it.
So I feel like that's so weird to ask.
That's another question then. So yes.
Pull your phone out in the middle of it. When you start Have your phone like him.
Look, one time, the last time, we were so in it, and I was like, he was like, "Ooh, yeah," like, you know, just type, yeah, hyping me up, type. I was like, "Shit, I want to see.
I want to see. I want to see what I'm doing." Better put that that ring light stand in use.
Right. I gotta hurry up and get me a new one.
You ain't even gotta turn the light on too much. Just make just it turn little it bit, little just a little bit in that corner. Mm-hmm. Get it from all angles, baby.
There, look, okay.
Trying to tell you.
But watching it with your partner, or
to me, it's gonna make us want to do it again. I wanna. If we're gonna watch it, let's.
I mean, if you're gonna watch porn, might as well watch yourself.
Yeah, that's true too. Record some and save it for later.
I'm in for both. Like the, I guess you would say the watching aspect, but the recording and then the, yeah, got some playback.
Playback, I do the playback on our own, but I don't know if I want to sit and watch somebody else's porn.
No, okay.
With my partner.
I understand.
Only because, like, I don't know, we're just watching somebody have sex. What are we doing?
Watching somebody have sex.
I think.
I'm confused.
I think when it comes like, to when it comes to like porn and stuff, it's not about watching or I love sounds, right? Yeah, I'm about the sounds. Like I cannot watch porn with the volume down. Like it's annoying.
Gotta have it on 100. Right. I want to hear it.
So I feel like, because even if we have it on in the bedroom, I'm not paying attention. I'm not watching it,
right?
You know, because I'm just paying attention to what I'm doing. You know. So it's more of the sounds for me, yeah, for
it
sure.
It could be that.
I hate a quiet man in the room anyway.
That is so strange to me.
I can't stand it. Nigga, if it's good, let me know. Right. Say something. Say something.
Please.
I need to,
let me hear an oh shit or something.
Let me hear, fuck. Damn.
Let me hear, god damn. Let me hear them vocals.
Okay. Smack your ass. Something. Slide back here. Make it work.
Yeah.
All these macaroni noises. I need to hear some words come out.
Yes.
I need to hear it. Like,
nigga, do you like it?
Do you like Jesus. It or what?
I can't stand the quiet man. Ooh, I can't do it.
Yeah, it so can get awkward.
Is there such thing as talking too? Is there such thing as talking too?
Talking
too.
What yes. you mean? Talking talk through the.
Ooh, no, talking too much. So you
talking
saying
too much is no? Absolutely. Okay. Shut your ass up! Now you do it too much. I had one dude. He started singing. No. I swear to God, I wish I was lying.
What was the song?
He is his own song. He has his own music that he made.
Get off me.
Was he a rapper or a singer?
No, he's a singer. Okay.
Please don't tell me I know him.
He started singing and I just was like, oh,
get off God. Me.
It, get off
me. Was it a love song?
Just. Matter of fact, just sinister the song.
Yes, was it a love song?
Yes.
Or he was like, ooh, I got my Glock in my pocket.
Hold on. The song, I gotta look up the song because
no, it's not on Apple Music.
Not the song he was singing. Oh, but okay, another song of his. But his Instagram is under his name. Hold on,
bruh.
Not singing in the pussy. Lord have mercy.
Hey,
you better work, bitch.
Man,
you better work.
That shit was
stroke you down.
That shit was so cringy. I just was trying to moan over it.
So you kept going?
Yeah,
pretty much.
All right, so
you're already in the middle.
That's what I'm about to ask. So has there ever been a situation where something has happened and you like completely stopped the sex situation?
Oh.
He looked like a singing ass nigga.
He looked, and this that squinting shit. I hate
let
that.
Me see. He's bad as nutty. He.
What Kevin Hart said he used to do. Bring it in.
Ooh.
Nigga, you start singing in my ear. Get off me.
That shit was
so funny to me. And I had a roommate, Deja. Deja was my roommate at the time.
Oh, I know she didn't make it in.
Oh my God.
She said, was y'all in there singing together?
I said, I was gonna wake up in the morning and not tell you about this, but the fact that you heard it
is insane. Oh my God.
That's funny.
Like what?
Like,
do you still talk to him?
No.
I for sure want to get a backstory. Like, hey, remember that time we had sex? What possessed you to start singing?
What the fuck?
Like, was it that good or was it that bad?
Or do you do that with everybody?
Was you trying out the butt?
Maybe like, he was just right. drunk. I don't know.
That's a hell of a fire drunk.
That's a lot of drinking.
I don't want
to
be that
for your brain to tell you, I'm finna start singing
to her.
Let me sing to you.
Can I sing to you?
Yeah.
Can I call you Rose?
Yes. Can I call you sweet?
That's my song. I love the second take or something.
Now that I think about it, I have had a few crazy.
Look, I thought you had a story for everything. I was here for it.
When you get put on the spot, you really can't think. But after a while, you're like, oh yeah, that's all.
But no, I don't think I've ever stopped anybody from like in the middle of sex. Yes, I have.
I for sure have.
He was, you know, doing a little grand gesture down there.
Grand gesture. I like that.
And
put a pin in that one.
You know.
Right.
I love a little grand gesture. But it was just so bad. I said, hey, you got to get up. I don't even want the dick anymore. I just want you to go.
You said, hey, you got to get up.
You got to get out. You got to get up and you got to get out.
That was the last time.
I'm not. Okay. Oh, okay,
why she walking through it? Be like.
I tried to move his head.
So he wasn't following directions.
I'm in no way, shape, or form, fashion for domestic violence.
I would love to hear where this is going.
But that would be grounds for me to slap you.
Tell me, get up and get out.
Bitch.
Bitch, you got me naked.
You gotta go. You gotta get the fuck out of here, bro. I don't know how I would take that.
And you gotta go.
But what's crazy is he had never given me head before. We was just having sex. But like, it was because like we was just like Rewind.
Y'all had had sex multiple times and he hadn't given you head multiple times? Have you given him head?
Mm-mm.
Yes. So
let me tell you something. Hold on, we were
fucking?
Just yes. So like, I don't.
It's possible, but I'm wow.
Not multiple times though.
Yes. So listen.
Like
I do have.
I'm kind of curious.
Disclaimer.
I'm not letting you finish.
There's no.
So I'm because a thousand
like at
questions.
All before the
end? So like, that's did you like give him a hand job? Did he finger you? Did he just come in hard? Did you come in wet? Like,
yeah.
I'm very curious about this.
So most of the time.
Okay, why did you just come this way?
Well, that is a lot.
I'm too thick.
Period.
Yeah. It's like that long hair of yours is probably
you know.
Too. 30 years brush down. Stop playing with her.
But no. Yeah. Most of the time. So. Yeah. We was drunk.
Say your disclaimer.
Disclaimer is, okay, when I be horny, I be horny. I be ready to get straight to the penetration. I don't need all that extra foreplay. Come on, let's get to it. Let's just get to it.
Yeah, you still young.
What? Well, I guess so, because...
You got to warm me up.
You got to warm it. When I'm drunk, I'm already thinking about it. I can't
drunk,
wait to call
can, okay,
this.
Okay, drunk, I can understand.
Can't wait to call
still,
him.
Like, nah.
Just go ahead and get to it, because I'm already drunk, so I'm be sleeping a minute. So go ahead and get, let's get straight
fair.
To it.
That's fair.
That's fair.
Let's
that's
get straight
fair.
To it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this time, we was not drunk. And so we was, now, I'm not saying I don't like all of that, because I love it. Mm. First off, sometimes you got to get the engine started.
Hello?
Exactly.
But when I'm drunk, I don't need my engine started, because it's already started.
Okay.
It's a push to start.
It's a vroom, vroom.
It's a push to start. Soon as I take that shot, my engine has started. It's time to go.
Let's go.
But if I'm not, or if I'm high, we gotta play with it a little bit. We got to play around, and we got to do, but that time... It was hot, and
I don't know if you did. You miss the context of this where this started. She was getting ahead, and she told the nigga, "Now you gotta get up."
Oh yeah, yeah,
get
yeah.
out. But she said they had sex a couple of times before, and they never gave each other head.
So it was the first experience.
No grand gestures.
Yeah. The grand gesture.
Right there.
The grand gesture was like, okay, I'm high. We could do this. Let's take it a little slower this time. No, get out. Cause you just pissed me off.
Did you talk
to
him?
Are you biting
that?
Me? But stop licking my pussy, huh? That shit aggravate.
Like, what?
So did you talk to him after that?
Yeah, because
yeah, he was the only from his house.
he was the only nigga I was fucking. Yeah. I only fuck one nigga at a time. So you have to be on call. You have to be
so he
on, be ready.
On
so he continued to fuck you after the fact that you told
he just
him
can't
to
give
up?
It.
Yeah.
He just can't.
Bro, so now I'm only fucking you when I'm drunk.
I'm not to talk to you after that. Like,
I'm telling you
to get up and get out. Not get up and we gonna try something.
It wasn't rude. It was just like
rude. Coming from you, fan, I guarantee you it was rude.
Well, I told somebody that in the beginning. I was definitely called rude.
Exactly. So. Oh, never mind. Never mind.
Woo. You see how that is.
Yo, we fucked a couple of times and then Katie came around. Oh, God.
You good?
Yeah.
We can edit.
But
it.
She came
no,
around.
No, we're not editing shit.
It's there.
Well, yeah, it's already out there. Yeah, she came around and then took me out the streets and
that's rapping and that's how it happened.
Yep.
It's the worst damn.
You got any more questions over there? All right, cool. Say less.
All right.
Ooh.
No, I ain't gonna.
Ooh. It kind of ties in with the porn in the bedroom, but toys.
No,
with your person. No.
No toys at all.
I'm not doing it at all. I don't even have a vibrator.
I mean, vibrators aren't really all that. I like bullets.
So do you masturbate?
Yeah, with my hands.
Oh, I can't. I mean, I can, but it's just...
That's an interesting...
Mm-hmm. I just feel like it's real awkward.
Toys?
Toys?
Yeah. I think fingers are awkward. I think hands on myself is awkward. I have to use a toy.
Hands on yourself anywhere?
Just for that, I guess it's just me being TT. I've gotten past that point. Like, I need a little something.
Oh, gotcha.
Even though I was with her.
Y'all didn't use toys?
Not at all. I never got the full stud experience because.
You didn't get no strap?
No, nothing. I went a full year, no penetration.
So y'all was just bumping coochies?
That's all. Licking and bumping. Bumping and licking.
Licking and bumping.
I want to try that whenever I'm in the mood.
Bumping coochies?
Scissoring, yes.
It's actually really great.
It's a great experience.
Did I miss penetration?
Absolutely.
All
right, so this is my thing with the bumping coochies.
It's clits rubbing on each other.
I understand.
Nerves.
What if you don't have a Audi, as I like to call them?
If you rub it in the right area,
it can be that.
But starting off, it's gonna be a lot of friction.
I mean, not if you're already wet.
Foreplay.
So it's just
you're
like,
not jumping straight into it.
You don't just jump into bumping the coochie. No.
No.
That's like rubbing carpet together.
Yeah, you was over here having sex with no warm up. So I mean,
the engine was already started.
Jump ball. Like, wasn't no layup line.
The engine was already vroom vrooming.
I mean, shit. The engine might be vroom vrooming with two females.
It's no different. You gotta work your way up to that one.
Yeah.
Bumping coochies.
But the whole toy thing, like, I don't know.
That's crazy. I for sure thought you was getting strapped down.
Not at all. I went a full year, a year and a half with no penetration.
Ooh,
so man. Was that her choice or was that your choice?
Hers. I made her go to the sex store with me so we could pick one out.
But she just wouldn't do it.
I don't need to see one I don't like. It's not for you. Oh, okay. You're missing the point.
That's about to be my shit on Facebook. Is there any studs out there that ain't strapping down?
That ain't strapping down.
Yeah.
Because I'm very curious to know.
Now, she said that she had before. I don't know.
Oh, okay. It was just you.
I think it was just me.
Okay, gotcha. All right, cool.
She ain't want to hurt you.
Say less.
But honestly, I've never seen any strap in the house at all.
Wow.
So I don't know if that's like
she didn't have a backpack with the
came over there straight coochie meat.
You know what I hate? I hate when I've seen motherfuckers Well, I'm not gonna say I've seen no.
Backpack is wild.
Okay, so check this out.
At the top of the
car. I used to DJ for Big Yo's. So it's like,
ooh, I remember Big Yo's.
So I've seen studs like start dancing and they got a big. I'm like, did you come with that bitch on? Or did you have it in your backpack? Like, I'm just in like, backpack, what? Boy.
I remember watching something and.
Motherfucker be walking around with
she
that.
She had like a lambskin dick and was walking around like it was normal. Wow. You know, like, let me wear your dick. How is that comfortable?
That's what I would like to know if you're not a female. Like, how.
To want to have titties and a dick at the same time is insane.
No, she taped her titties down.
You know, they're still there.
You know, 90% of studs got big titties in the first place.
They either got big titties or a big ass.
Or a big old booty.
Yes, they do.
I'm thinking about one and the other.
Right.
I sure is. Yep.
But I can see, how I wouldn't be uncomfortable. Because first of all, it's a harness, right? So
the harness. And it depends on what kind of drawers you got on with the harness.
I think they're not wearing no drawers.
They probably might not be wearing no drawers. The harness right here, free the niggas right here, they might
tape it to their leg.
Just wear your coochie. It's okay.
Maybe that's why they wear it out and about, just because they don't know where they're going at the end of the night.
You don't have a car.
Put it in your backpack.
backpack.
You know,
with the girl with the bob.
What is this? It's a dick.
D-I-C-K.
I'm sick of y'all.
Oh. You said Big Yo's is wild. Before there was balls, it was Big Yo's. Yeah, that's what I knew.
You never went to Big Yo's?
And I tell you what, that was an experience. Them bitches used to be in there dancing, hitting them drops with the drink in their hand, not spilling it.
I used to hate Big Yo's.
Man.
All they want to do is live dance and twerk.
And twerk, yep.
That's all they want to do, him, Shaw. That's all you got to play.
Line dance and twerk.
Like, what?
And get drunk.
Right. Then she used to her wife used to perform, so that was.
Child.
I never been to Big Yo's. That was.
You were
was
probably City, too young it used to go City to Big
Lights.
Yo's.
It was inside of City Lights the first time I ever went. And I only went twice. It was once there, and then the other one was at, I guess it was called the beach at the time.
Mm, mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was a rock for a little bit. That's when
I've been to the beach. That was interesting. Yeah. I'm done. My questions.
All right, man. Y'all go ahead and get y'all social media handles, where they can find you, where they can book you.
Well, you can find me at I Am Infinity on all social media platforms except for Facebook. Facebook is just Infinity Coleman. Yes, that is my real name.
Spell that out because most people don't know how to spell it.
Oh, yeah. Especially most people, yeah. It is spelled I-N-F-I-N-I-T-I-E. Please forget, don't forget the I-E. It is not Y. Jesus.
And beyond.
Folks will spell my name I-N-F-I-N-I-T-Y so quick. That is annoying. But yes, I Am Infinity on all platforms. Except for Facebook.
He don't like this voice, but I'm gonna use it. But you can find me. I'm kidding.
You can find me on Instagram, @abartender_AYEBARTENDER. TikTok @itshindalove. And those are the main two that I normally use. And of course Facebook, Shinda LaShawn Thomas.
Okay.
You can find me, him Shardy254 on all social media.
You can find me on Facebook at Eileen Hines, because that's all I use.
Make sure y'all like us on Facebook, House of Hines. House of Hines is on all podcast platforms.
It's a great podcast.
Yeah, next week we got something. No, not next week, because next week is R&B night. And the following week.
Oh, y'all have fun with that.
The following week, we got some special guests. We got some poly people. Well, they don't. I wouldn't consider them poly, but they are part of the lifestyle.
That's a great way to say
okay.
That.
Yeah.
That's a good way to say that.
There we go.
Good job.
Cool. Tune in. We out.